Next case on the docket is case 4062.
Is Ernest R. Fleck, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, appearing in cases 4062 to 4068, inclusive on behalf of Conoco, Inc. And at this time, we respectfully move that these cases be consolidated for the purpose of hearing.
Any objection to combining and consolidating the purposes of hearing cases 4062 through 4068. Any objection to dispensing with the reading of the captions in cases 4062 through 4068?
I keep forgetting to ask for that.
Okay. Not, but all those who wish to testify in cases 4062 through 4068, please rise and take the oath. You promise to tell the truth and that are about to be heard?
Yes.
Okay.
Various consolidated cases, will you state your name for the record and tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give your business address?
My name is Glenn True. I'm employed by Conoco Production Company as an engineer. Our address is 907 North Poplar, Casper, Wyoming, 82601.
Have you ever testified before this commission?
Yes.
And your qualification for acceptance is that of an expert in the field of petroleum engineering?
Yes.
Have you made a study of the gas production and the economic feasibility of connecting these various wells that are under discussion today?
Yes, I have.
You brought certain exhibits with you today that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Are these prepared either by you or under your supervision?
Yes.
We offer further testimony of this witness. Is that of an expert?
I proceed.
Okay, let's go to case 4062, exhibit 1. I ask you to identify and tell us what's shown by this exhibit.
Okay, first, I'd like to make some groundwork that would count for all of these. Our gas price was determined as a gross sales price. It was given to us as an estimate from Coke and also our gas department in Houston. That is $1.20 an MCF. The pipeline distances, since I've not included map, are just given as a straight line distance to the sales outlet. These are a combination of estimates from Coke and also our gas department in Houston. The first one I'd like to present is Ash Cooley. This has our well, the Hanson 8-1. It's located in the northeast of the southeast section 8, township 142 north, range 102 west, Billings County, North Dakota. A gas sales line to this property would not pay out. Its oil production is 11 barrels of oil per day, zero water, and 3.3 MCF of gas per day. And the lease use comes out of this gas reported, as a total gas reported.
The lease use has already been deducted from this 3.3?
No, this is a gross number.
Okay.
Do you have any estimate, Glenn, of the amount of fuel being used on lease?
A substantial portion of this is used for the treater. Our current GOR is 274 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel. The average GOR over the remaining life of the well is estimated to be 300 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel. Remaining oil reserves is estimated to be 18,000 barrels of oil over a four-year life. And the remaining gas reserves, assuming no lease usage, is 5,400 MCF of gas. The value of this gas reserves is estimated to be $6,480. This would not pay out a gas pipeline connection of 2 miles at an estimated cost of $60,000. Included in my testimony is a gas analysis which shows hydrogen sulfide to be 0.82 mole percentage, and a production curve is included.
What's the economic limit of this well?
Approximately 8 barrels of oil per day.
Okay, let's go to 4063.
Okay, the field name is Zenith. The well name is the Newton number 2. It's located in the northeast of the northwest section 3, township 139 north, range 99 west, Stark County, North Dakota. This gas cannot be sold due to a high nitrogen content and also low volume, it's not economic. The oil production is 14 barrels of oil per day, no water. The gas production is 9 MCF of gas per day. All of this gas is used on the site. Propane supplements this to heat the treater. The average GOR with the remaining life is estimated to be 700 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel. And there's no gas reserves, and the pipeline would not pay out. Included in the testimony is a gas analysis, which shows the nitrogen content of this gas to 47.6 mole percentage, and also a decline curve. The economic limit of this well is approximately 7 barrels of oil per day, and it has about 3 years remaining life.
Yeah, let's go to 4064.
Okay, the field name is the Elkhorn Ranch. The well name is the Blacktail 13 number 1. Location is southeast of the southeast, section 13. Township 143 North, range 102 West, Billings County, North Dakota. On this well, Conoco is attempting to arrange for sale of this gas. The ultimate economic viability of selling this gas will depend on a sales contract being achieved and a pipeline installed. Although it's not considered economic by Conoco to hook up this gas, we're making the best effort we can to arrange for a gas purchaser and to arrange an economic deal that would allow the gas to be sold. And we also ask that the gas is not considered to have any value until we actually have a market arranged for it. The current production rate is 38 barrels of oil per day, zero water, and 35 MCF of gas are produced, 30 of which is flared, and 5 of this is used on lease. The current GOR is 919 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel of oil, and the average GOR over the remaining life is estimated to be 1,000 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel. Remaining oil reserves are 115,000 barrels of oil over a 20-year life, and the remaining gas reserves, and this number is after lease use, is 99,000 MCF. The value of this gas reserves is 118,000. The closest gas sale connection, my number listed on the testimony is an error. It should be 4 miles. The connection is in section 1, township 143 north, range 102 west. The economics considered is if Conoco paid for 1 mile of this line alone and 3 miles of it in combination with the other operator in the area, which is Cantera. It's estimated that this would cost $75,000 to put in this line. This would result in approximately a 10-year payout, and this is not deemed reasonable by Conoco. Included in this testimony is a gas analysis.
Excuse me, in your calculations here, did you take into consideration any operating costs?
No, I have not.
So it would be a little less optimistic picture there than wouldn't it?
Right. Those are difficult to determine until the actual gas contract is negotiated.
All right, go ahead.
Also included in the testimony is a gas analysis. This shows the H2S by Draeger is 4 parts per million. And a decline curve has been included. And for this well, we have also filed corrected gas reports from the period 785 until 386. No substantial changes have been made in these gas reports. We had an accounting problem. Some months were slightly higher, some months were slightly lower.
Okay, well, then even though you do have a considerable life left in this well, based upon a 10-year payout, you do not consider this an acceptable payout period under Conoco's policy, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And however, you are negotiating with Coke, but at this time you don't know whether Coke will or will not indicate any interest in constructing and connecting this line, is that right?
Yes. So now it's assumed that Coke will not construct the line, that we will have to pay for our section. And also, we have two hurdles here. First, being able to sell the gas to Cove, and second, to be able to go in partnership with Canterra to build the majority of the pipeline.
So in view of all this, you still want to have an order exempting this well from the aquarium restrictions at this time, is that correct?
Yes.
Is Canterra a working interest owner in this well or a well in the area?
I think they have two other wells in the area. If we built a 1 mile pipeline, we would get to where that they could build a pipeline, we could go in conjunction the remaining 3 miles to a sales connection.
Going back to when you said the price of gas used, you know, the $1.20 per MCF, the figure that Cope gave you for that gas was then discounted by your own department for like royalties and taxes, is that correct?
I don't understand.
Or reduced. Well, you said that it was based on on what Cope gave you for the price of the gas, plus what your own gas department evaluated the gas worth.
Both of the estimates were very close. They're both right around $1.20. For gross sales price.
If you had to construct your own gas line, would you be getting a higher price per MCF from Cope?
We haven't negotiated that yet. I assume that the price Cope gave me would be representative of what we would get in the end.
Okay, thank you.
To 4065.
Okay, the field name is Coteau. The well name is Peterson 20, number 1. The well location is in the northwest of the northwest, section 20, township 163 north, range 90 west, Burke County, North Dakota. No gas is available for sales after lease use. The current production rate is 12 barrels of oil per day. Water is 27 barrels of water per day. Gas is 3.5 MCFG. Virtually all of this gas is used on the lease. The closest gas sales connection is 2.5 miles. This would cost $49,000 and obviously would not pay out.
What's the economic limit of this well?
Approximately 7 barrels of oil per day, and it has a remaining life of 4 years. Included in this testimony is a gas analysis. It shows H2S as being 4.37 mole percentage, and also a decline curve is attached. Conoco has all the required safety equipment on this site, including fresh air breathers, windsocks, and warning signs. I should also note that propane is also used in the colder weather to heat the treater.
Now, due to the fact that there is no gas available for sale and everything's used on the lease, you still might have intermittent flaring, so you still want to request, you're still requesting an order from the commission exempting this well, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So, to case 4066.
Okay, the field name is Scaramo. We have four wells in this field. The Drawbond 9, number 3, is in the northeast of the southeast section 9, township 163 north, range 102 west. Moore 20, number 1, in the northwest of the northwest, section 20, in the same township and range. The Jezdal 28, number 1, is in the southeast of the southeast, section 28. And the Drawbond 27, number 2, it's in the southeast of the southwest, section 27. These wells are located in Divide County, North Dakota. On this lease also, the sales gas reserves would not pay out the capital investment of the pipeline. Our current production rate in the field is 137 barrels of oil per day. The water production is 245. Gas production is 186 total. Of this, 162 MCF per day is flared, and 24 MCF per day is used on the lease. The current GOR is 1,359 standard cubic feet per barrel of oil. The average GOR over the remaining life is estimated to be 1,450 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel of oil. The remaining oil reserves, 41,600, and the remaining gas reserves, 52,500. The value of the gas reserves is $63,000. The closest gas sales connection is 5 miles. The gas pipeline costs $175,000. This field has about a 2-year life left, and the economic limit is approximately 72 barrels of oil per day for all 4 wells combined.
So again, it would not be economically feasible to connect these wells?
Yes. Right. Included are gas analysis for the Drawbond 27 number 2 and the Jezdal 28 number 1. Decline curve for the field is also included.
Excuse me. The economic limit was, you said, was 72 barrels
right.
per day?
Of oil per day. That's for all 4 wells.
For 4 wells.
Right. The current field production is 137.
Yeah. That's quite a bit higher than you've been giving for the
yes, sir.
Most wells in the other cases.
A substantial part of this cost is due to disposing of water.
Glenn, is there 4 individual flares?
Yes, 4 tank batteries.
Thank you.
Are these gas analysis representative of the of all the wells?
Yes, they're all quite similar.
Okay, let's go to 4067.
The field name is Gooseneck. The well name for the Halverson 31 number 5. It's in the northwest and the northeast, section 30, township 163 north, range 100 west. The Halverson 31 number 7 is in the northwest of the northwest, section 31. The Jeglum 3212 is in the northwest of the northwest, section 32. The Clegg 3014 is in the center of the southeast quarter, section 30. They're in Divide County, North Dakota. And the gas reserves will not pay out the capital investment of a pipeline. The current production rate is 210 barrels of oil per day. Water is 52 barrels per day, and 115 MCF of gas are produced. 90 of this are flared, and 25 MCF per day is used on the basis. The remaining gas reserves are approximately 63,000 MCF with a value of $75,600. The closest gas sales connection is 6 miles. This pipeline and hookups for our wells would cost $210,000. As you can see, this would not pay out. There is also another operator in the field who, if you add their production to ours, would roughly double the number, and it would not pay out, taken as a field total. Included in my testimony is gas analysis from the Halverson 31 number 5 and also the Jeglum 3212. A Phillips VOR test is also included for these wells, and a production decline curve for the field is included.
Are these gas analysis representative of the other wells?
Yes, they are. We have also filed new gas reports due to the same accounting error that I mentioned before for this field from to 785 until 386. And there's a substantial change in the gas we reported on these forms.
Have you filed those forms with our office?
Yes, sir.
The changes?
A couple of weeks ago, they should be received.
Yeah, let's go to 4068.
The field is the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit in Stark County, North Dakota. It includes the land listed on the testimony. The current production rate is 1,932 barrels of oil per day, 5,658 barrels of water per day, 197 MCF of gas per day. This gas is of no value because there's no market for it. It is 57% nitrogen, and it cannot be used to fire our heater treaters. So the present use of the gases is a gas blanket for vessel corrosion protection, and then it's vented. Gas is purchased for the field use. This gas just basically has no value.
The gas analysis substantiates any of your nitrogen content, is that correct?
Right, approximately 57%. A production decline curve is also included for the field. And we have a gas connection at the battery. We purchase gas from MDU for the field use.
How many wells are included in?
Approximately 27. That's producing wells.
We offer in evidence Conoco's exhibits, all exhibits identified in cases 4062 to 4068.
The exhibits are received. Are there any questions with regard to cases 4062 through 4068?
Glenn, the gas in this Dickinson field, it will not even burn, will
it? No, it won't.
Any other questions? Any other testimony with regard to cases 4062 through 4068? Tough time with that number. If not, we'll close the hearing. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.